VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris ended her four-day trip to Asia with a stop Thursday at the Demilitarized Zone that divides the Korean Peninsula between the Communist North and Democratic South. She denounced North Korea as a brutal dictatorship with rampant human rights violations and an unlawful weapons program that threatens peace and stability. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles Wednesday while Harris was in Japan and had fired one before she left Washington Sunday. Before her visit to the DMZ, Harris met with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, saying her visit emphasizes the U.S. commitment to the defense of South Korea.
For seven decades, the alliance between the United States and the Republic of Korea has been a linchpin of security and prosperity on the Korean Peninsula and in the Indo-Pacific and throughout the globe. I'm here to reinforce the strength of our alliance and strengthen our work together.
Harris's trip was organized so she could attend the state funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe this past Tuesday. Russia is preparing to formally annex parts of Ukraine after a Russian-orchestrated referendum, which many are calling a sham. Results of the vote in four regions in south and eastern Ukraine were announced by administrations put in place by Russia. They claimed 93% of ballots cast supported annexation in the separate Asia region, Zaporizhzhia region, as did 87% in the Kherson region, 98% and 99% in Donetsk. Many are questioning the suspiciously high margins in favor of annexation, with Ukraine and the West denouncing the vote as illegal and rigged. This is VOA News. The governor of the U.S. state of Florida said at a news conference that